Hi, everyone. Season 3, episode 1, highly anticipated, okay? Amy here. And I don't know if you've noticed, but my co-host, co-partner in crime, Jasmine, is not here. And Jasmine and I have decided we're no longer doing the podcast together. I feel like I'm breaking it down to my 11-year-old that I'm getting a divorce. But the end of that conversation is that life goes on. Jasmine wanted me to tell you guys that she's the happiest she's ever been. We stand that. And I know that means that this is the first time we're alone in your headphones together, or on your TV or on your phone or whatever you listen on. And I'm really excited, but I'm also nervous because I understand that a lot of people watch the pod or listen because they enjoy listening to Jasmine talk. Some people watch it because they enjoy listening to me talk. Some people watch it because they enjoy our unmatched dynamic. So as per how the podcast is going to look from now on, I want people on here that aren't afraid to own their truths, aren't afraid to voice their ugly. And because I think there's more relatability in that. With that being said, today we have a very special guest. His name is Zach Jones.
We're at a point where it's like, it's happened so long ago that at this point, it's not my fault how you are reacting to new individuals in your life. I've done my due diligence with trying to apologize. At least you get an apology. Men get hurt. Men get hurt and they just got to keep that shit pushing. Honestly.
At least you get an apology.
XY. XX.
Here I am joined by a longtime friend. Give me your hand, Zach. Longtime friend, Zach Jones. I'm super nervous. This is actually the first episode of the day.
The year.
And of the season. Thanks for coming.
Anything.
Anything? Okay. Well, the reason why I decided that you would be a perfect guest for the pod is because you have a lot of relationship miles.
Oh, man.
Relationship miles on you.
Damn,
yes or no?
She said I got highway miles.
I don't know if that's offensive. I don't mean it to be, but I do know a little bit about your history. Uh-huh.
And my doctor.
I do know that you are on a path of
recovery.
Okay, there you go. Filling in the blanks. Because I don't wanna create a story for you. I want you to be able to tell your story.
Filling in the blanks, never shooting them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Zach, tell me about a little bit about your dating history. Like, tell me why you're on this new path now.
I think that my dating history was a direct result of just a lack of forethought, for sure. Okay. You know, I think that I was just so enthralled by the beauty of the women that I was with. I didn't really get to know them for who they were. And it was more along the lines of me just being captivated. I get captivated by beautiful women. Just at Chipotle. I was looking at this girl. She's looking at me. I'm looking at her. She's looking at me. But, you know, I leave it at that now.
You don't be trying to pursue things further.
I fantasize. I like to fantasize. But, like, who doesn't?
I'm done. We should mention that Zach's ex-wife is in the room.
She's staring at me with a Dominican stare. She's envisioning very violent things with me.
Okay. And so there's some tension in the room, but I want to, you know, bypass that as much as we can.
I like the tension.
Let's talk about it. Why you got an ex-wife now?
Damn, the whole ex-wife? Man, honestly, our relationship started off rocky. I mean, we were both coming out of a toxic and abusive relationship. We both had a lot of trauma and we just bled onto each other. And we still to this day can't fight about it. Still to this day, still to this day, we could fight about it like it happened yesterday. But that's what happens when you meet somebody when you're not really ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, we kind of tapped into something that we wasn't really ready to handle at all. We weren't prepared. We never really had the proper support.
Proper support from who, though?
I would say from our family, definitely, because, you know, we was horned up, very okay. horned up, and she was fertile, apparently. I didn't know that. First time that happened to me. and, you know, we went to Florida on a vacation. On the plane, we decided it was a vacation. Mm-hmm. She was like a little spicy tan Dominican woman mm-hmm. with her shoulders peeling.
Hot as fuck.
Very hot.
Okay.
Very beautiful. All right. She had these eyes, you know, they said dirty things. But, you know, so we went out there and things happened, you know, things collided. Mm-hmm. We came back with our son.
So you want me to be real?
All
straight all up?
Straight, raw.
Okay. So I've known Zach for a really long time. And that's why I brought you on, because I know, like, I feel like I kind of know you and I know your feelings are true. So when I think about your experiences, how did you get into that mindset
of what I was doing with her,
of like lustfulness and that being your priority?
I mean, it was more along the lines of a coping mechanism. You know, everybody has their crutch. And I think that sex for me personally was just something that I fell into at a young age. I was like, I lost my virginity at 15 and it was just easy, you know. And I'm not saying like it's easy.
Easy in what sense? To get boxed or?
I mean, women find me attractive and that's just, you know, I'm lucky in that sense. You know, I don't really have to have, you know, copious amounts of money. I don't have to dress a certain way. I don't have to be a certain height, or people are attracted to me. And I feel like that's because I'm just genuine. You mm-hmm. feel me? And I'm a fan of women from jump, from yeah. birth. I've loved women.
You're saying coping mechanism. You're saying it was just easy for you. Like, what kind of trauma were you facing that you felt like, all right, this will ease my whatever? I want to say pain, but
it was pain. I was in pain. It was more along the lines of other things besides just being in relationships that were failed. You know, I had a lot of issues growing up. You feel me? I was adopted. I still am adopted, but like I had a lot of questions about where I came from and a lot of anger, and that kind of thing just doesn't really go away unless you get them answered for me.
So is it that, because you said you were adopted, so you said you had like a lot of questions about that. So maybe like feeling wanted, maybe is that translating to women wanting you?
I ain't never think about it like
okay.
that.
Where are we Dr. Getting? A, okay.
Therapize my ass on this yet. I don't know, maybe.
Yeah. Shoot. Because like, that doesn't come from nowhere. You also said you're a fan of women. Mm-hmm. So like, when you think about like the pain you may have caused some women, where's the disconnect?
I mean, personally, I don't feel like I never did anything that wasn't introduced to me first. You know, it's not like I woke up and you know what? I'm going to ruin this woman's life. You feel me?
Okay.
I think things start to happen and then it just activates a certain type of personality trait in me that I just like, I don't care, you know?
Okay.
I think it's normal for people, especially like when men get their heart broken, it's like they turn into a dog, but it's like nobody ever understands or asks what happened to you to make you like this. It's just like, why you like this?
Oh, I wonder.
You wonder?
Yeah. I mean, not just about you, but I wonder like, how can you say that you care about me and yet your actions are not reflecting that, especially with your pattern?
And this is exactly what I'm saying, how women have the space to feel conflicting things and both be true. Because why is it that a man has to answer in a absolutist perspective where I'm bad or I'm good? Why can't I be both at this point in my life? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But she doesn't have to accept that. That's what I'm
Nobody
saying.
Nobody has to expect anything. I'm just saying like, you're saying like, why is it that men can do these wrong things and then still say they care about you, but women do things, but whenever they have their explanations,
whoa.
Women do things and whenever Tone they have their explanations,
changed. This is crazy.
It's supposed to be, we supposed to feel sorry. Oh, I hurt your feelings.
Like what?
Like what? What you mean like what? Women will cheat and they'll have their, oh, but you did this and this made me feel okay. You still chose to do what you did, but okay. you're not the villain. You're a victim.
Okay, so you're saying because women are able to self-reflect in the moment.
Women self-reflect in the moment?
You're saying that. That's what I'm getting from what you're saying.
I don't know.
That's what I'm picking up from what you're
know.
Putting down
I've
right now.
I've never seen a woman just automatically, you know what? Let me self-assess myself because I think I'm coming to you incorrectly. Have you ever said that in an argument with a man? No.
No.
Have you said that? No, she's smiling. No, she has not. Women don't have that. You guys don't have that talent because it's not really necessary for y'all to have that talent. You grow that after many, many, many failed relationships, probably, or interactions with men that leave you wondering, how did I get here? Where am I going? Who brought me here? Did I do this to myself? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
Okay, no. Just because you're saying women get to that conclusion later in life, but so yeah. do men.
No, some men don't. Some men get to it a lot earlier than women, but they still do their own bullshit. I think, personally, and this is just my own personal perspective, I don't study people for a living, so this may or may not be educated, but this is my educated guess. I think that men are so used to challenging themselves and comparing themselves in other forms of growth that I feel like when it comes to relationships, men will get tired of their own bullshit a lot quicker because they don't have people in their ear saying, oh, he doesn't deserve you. She doesn't deserve you.
Oh, that's so true.
She doesn't. It'd be like, what did you do? What did you do, my nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't get that. Y'all go to y'all friends, and this is the worst thing y'all could do because y'all have... Birds of a feather flock together. I'm not saying women are birds. I'm saying, like, you guys will have common interests. Common interests and common personality traits and common okay. behaviors. So how are you guys growing? You know what I'm saying? Like, how are you guys really able to accurately assess each other's situation? Because if y'all are all going through similar things, mm-hmm. clearly there's a disconnect.
But that's interesting to me because men, I feel like, they do have these friend groups, but they don't be talking about bitches.
Nah, not bitches. You heard it from her first. I ain't never called no woman bitches on this show. Nah, I feel like with certain men, because I mean, you're at an age where you're going to deal with guys that are probably
bad
still...
Bad bitches, not just...
Oh my God, the adjectives make no difference. But you at an age where you're around people who are still probably figuring themselves out, figuring out what they want, who they are. You know, me and my ex, we had to figure that out way too quickly. You go out to the club, you get familiar with the pattern. You know, there's women that are going out with their friends because it's a birthday. There's women going out with their friends because they haven't been to see, they haven't seen each other.
You there's know women saying? That go out because they're sad after a breakup.
No, and then there's the frequenters. You see them every Friday. They don't even care what they wear. They just in there for a drink and to see what else other people mm-hmm. think. You
and
feel
see
me?
What kind of attention they get. I've been there before.
I don't know. I think certain women go out for attention, and that's normal. You know, everybody wants attention in some shape or form.
I definitely like attention.
I mean, you should.
I'm learning to like say that. I, my name is Amy, and I like attention.
Why do you like attention? What is it? You like to feel fulfilled.
I like to feel fulfilled, but I've been working on myself, right?
We love that.
So... You know, I realize that I have some daddy issues.
Oh, no, not the daddy issues.
Oh, my God.
Not the daddy issues.
I mean,
issues.
It's true. It's true. It's my reality. It sounds.
Doesn't sound like anything. You making it sound like something by saying it sounds like. This is your experience. What? Tell me, what happened?
I've talked about it on the pod, but obviously my dad was not in the picture. So I've mentioned before that I feel like I crave some male validation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, oftentimes I'll go for the guy that's emotionally unavailable or...
What does that do for you?
I'm not sure. I guess it does nothing. It's a cycle and it's bad.
This is what I'm talking about when I say women have you guys don't have the ability to self-assess correctly. You're now aware of the problem. It's no longer an excuse. It's no longer an excuse. You know where your problem lies. And if you're not working... on yourself to figure out what's going on?
No, I am.
What do you like about male validation or male attention that really pleases you or stimulates you, Amy?
It doesn't make me feel fulfilled. It makes me feel a little important.
Okay.
And that's like a shallow
I don't think
thought.
That's shallow. I think we do want to feel important by somebody.
But I'm saying
we're
a lot of people don't admit these things to themselves. Like, I'm open about what my issues are. I know that maybe if I'm talking to you, it might be for the wrong reasons. Not really anymore. But in the past, I've talked to men before that aren't giving me what other men are giving me, which is a lot.
What do you deserve? What do you want? What do you want from a man? And what do you give?
I want stability, not financial stability.
I mean, that's a very important thing, though.
Yeah. In addition to that, I would say mental stability. Like, at this point, I feel like I'm not gonna say the bring to the table thing anymore, but I do feel like I bring what I would want to be brought to me.
What do
to
you
a person.
Want? That's what I'm saying. What do you want?
I want a person who is like focused on themselves, and then together we could like build something.
Here's the problem with that. If he's focused on himself,
mm-hmm. he's not focused on me.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you're automatically putting yourself in a position to not be a priority.
But you should always be focused on yourself.
How am I going to do that and be in love? Because male love is not like women's love. Male love is, I'm going to know when you're hungry before you're hungry.
I want that so bad.
It feels amazing, doesn't it?
I want that so bad.
I'm going to know what you
want to
eat.
I want you to just know me. I want you to know me.
But you got to be open. I guess
what I'm trying to say is I want a man that isn't all about me, though.
Nobody said that's not mutually exclusive, my love.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Ask me.
Okay. What do you want a woman to bring to you?
I just want to be able to have a genuine connect. I don't want her to, like, you guys are looking at it with, it's like you guys are looking at it like it's like a gamble almost. You know, this is an investment. If you make me feel amazing, I'm not going to really give a shit about what you bring to me because you already make me feel amazing by being yourself.
Okay, so we're circling back here. So you're saying if a woman makes you feel amazing, why are you talking or entertaining other women? Because you know, I know.
Yeah, I know.
You know I know. So I know the kind of things you've done, the kind of things you've said. No judgment. Mm-hmm. Love you very much. What kind of damage do you feel like you've inflicted on people that you love? On a lover that you've loved?
Definitely enhanced the trust issues for sure.
Okay.
Definitely was manipulative and I would gaslight. You feel me? I mean, I didn't know what that was, but that's what I was doing. But I'm well aware of what I've done, you know? I mean, I can't really tell you what I inflicted inside her. I can only tell you that what my actions may or may not have caused.
Well, from what you've seen, let's not assume anything.
Oh,
she can't get
over the past at all. She cannot move on. She's still there.
Okay.
She's still there years ago. She brings up petty jokes every day I talk to her.
That's because it's easy
for me. It's easy for her to remember. Because she hasn't gone past it.
I feel like you have a perspective that's different. And I don't want to give you any names. At least in your past, I feel like I would consider you a serial cheater.
A serial cheater? Bro, I've only dated like five women.
And were you serially cheating?
No, just the last two.
Okay.
If we make a decision where I'm talking to her and I'm like, listen, I want to date you, but I still want to keep my options open and see other people, that's something I would have a conversation with her from jump before anything got misconstrued. But if I'm talking to a woman and I've already had this conversation with her when I'm like, listen, I'm only talking to you. Are you talking to other people? Because if you are, I don't think I want to do this.
Do you bring that up?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
I love that. High five.
Yes, ma'am. Healthy improvements. Okay. Home improvement. You feel me? But yeah, bro, I'm going to have that conversation because there's no gray area. You know what it is, and I gave you what it was. So if you do with that information what you will, and that shit come back fucked up, I know I didn't do nothing wrong, and I'm out. I'm bouncing. And women hate to be the problem. Women hate to be the villain. They going to do what? Oh, I just miss him. They going to hit their
That's
friends
me.
Up. Tragic, bro.
Oh, my gosh. I do. Whoa. No, I don't. Really, really back.
Nah, yeah, you're gonna have to edit that one out too. You're gonna have to edit. Yo, you got a lot of edits, baby. You need an editor. She's just a videographer, bruh.
I'm done.
Women don't look at it like that. Women look at it like it's you guys, I know this is gonna make your hair fall out. You guys are kind of entitled. What? Not the entitlement.
Oh my God. Yeah. Honestly, a little bit offensive.
Why?
I kind of do, but it sounds crazy if I say it.
Listen, you got to be living your truth, queen.
Okay.
Stand on that.
Because I'm the one with the vagina.
Oh, my God. I don't think that's where you were going.
Okay,
because
I feel like women hold the key to sex, all right?
You guys do.
And then men hold the key to, like, relationships.
I've definitely been in situations with women who I wanted to be in a relationship with and they were not budging. So I don't know about that. I mean, maybe that's you projecting. Are you always in the position where men are not giving you a relationship, but you're giving up the yams? The Yamen?
To be honest, yeah. Amen. Is that too much for me to share?
That's not too much, because you were definitely just working me through adoption issues. So if you're giving up yams, men are not going to give up the relationship. You know why? Because they are getting everything out of a relationship with you without the relationship.
This is hurting my feelings just a little bit.
Why? Is it because it's true? It's true. It's true. It's truth. But
you know why?
Why? Why does it hurt?
It's in my nature. Because it's who I am.
Is it who you are because of your father issues?
It could be.
It could be.
It could be.
But listen, this is growth.
Like, here's what I have to offer.
That's how people are, though. Some people are givers. You feel me? And I don't think that's necessarily a wrong thing. I think that you have to determine if that's part of your personality through trauma or if that's just part of your personality. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because a woman who's going to give me everything too soon, it kind of devalues everything you're giving me, especially if I don't have to work for it. You give me a Lambo and I paid you $20 for it, I'm going to drive that bitch like it's a Toyota. I'm never doing the speed limit. Now, if I had to work 10 years to save up for a brand new Audi, you best believe these children in the back seat are not eating a goddamn thing. They could be hungry all day. You get in my car, you're going to be hungry for another 20 minutes, motherfucker. You're not eating a motherfucking thing. I don't even want you to sneeze in my shit.
So how does that translate to relationships? Because, like, how long am I holding off until he asks me to marry him?
You listen, hey, some men love the chase. You can give them your foot. You feel me? Some men they like that. Men love the chase. Some women love the chase too. I'm not saying that that's like, you know, exclusive to men only, but I'm saying you're asking me how to determine how long you wait to have sex with a man. I think it should be, why is that the first and foremost thing that you give to a man?
I think it's because it's so much pressure as a woman. Like, why listen to this.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. And this is a conversation I have with a lot of my girlfriends. When you're hanging out with a guy for the first time, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, let me not shave and make sure. And that way, like, we're definitely not having sex tonight. Or like, I want to hang out with this guy and this is the fourth time we've hung out. I'm not ready to have sex, but I feel like there might be some pressure there because we've hung out a couple times. So I feel like in the woman's perspective, it is some pressure sometimes. So that is something that we have to think about because we hold that key, like I said.
That's crazy. I wish a woman made me feel that way. That's
like pressure to have sex?
Yeah, like, oh my God, she's dirty. I got to shave my nuts so she gets what she wants on a clean runway. You feel me?
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
All right. I'm not saying that hair will get in the way.
I know. I was just saying that as an example. It's just interesting that that's what you immediately think. You have defense mechanisms for physical contact. That shit is crazy.
I know it's not just me because I've talked to a lot of my girlfriends.
Man, and they gonna hit that if you stink.
That's crazy.
They definitely gonna hit that if it stink.
But I'm trying to say that I feel like as a woman, there's more pressure when it comes to that. Like, listen to how you just said. I wish I could feel that way. Yeah, men don't feel that way. But women, it's like, I might have to tell him no.
So what? That's your problem.
Okay, you're right.
That's your problem. I don't... You know how many women damn, I wish she wanted to suck my dick right now. She don't want to suck my dick.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't... What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go cry about it? Yo, bro, she didn't want to hit. She won't let me hit, bro. I want her to hit so bad. I've been dreaming about it. It don't work like that. That's life. That's his choice. And it's also your choice to entertain that. You feel me?
Can I share an experience?
Please share an experience.
Okay, so there's been this guy that has been kind of like an admirer for me for like a year. And I say admirer because like literally.
A what? A year?
I would say about a year.
That's scary. Hold on. Oh, you're talking about. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Nah. It was okay. That long?
Yeah. So anyway, so recently I was like, you know what? Okay. Like, let's go on this date or multiple dates, right?
Lord Jesus.
Okay. We actually did talk about this recently. Okay. But anyway, you know what he said recently to me?
I can imagine. What did he say?
He said, things are moving very slow.
You know what? He's the dangerous type because he's playing the long game.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all right. He's been watching you. He follow you on Instagram?
No, he actually doesn't.
God bless you if he if you don't let him follow you, because he gonna be watching and observing. He'll be like, "Oh, you hang out with her? Let me get closer to her so I can get closer to you." That man has been in the back in the shadows with a trench coat, be like, "All right, I'm gonna have my turn. Just wait. I'm gonna wait." She gonna let me give her these flowers on Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's just because he was being so consistent. You know what? Maybe I'm not saying okay, it's not like I didn't flirt back sometimes.
Why are you flirting? Were you initially interested in him?
Yeah.
You were?
Not really.
You just lied to me, to my face, on air. So you're not interested in him when he's showing you interest. Why did you not break his soul?
Because you don't know right away. And why do you say break his soul?
Because men operate off of hurtful. Okay, hold on.
All right, put me on, because maybe I'm just.
Women and men have different forms of the truth.
Okay.
Male truth is. It's abhorrent. It's despicable. And we don't do that to you women. Women have the ability to be truthful. I don't like the way your dick looks. I don't want to suck it. I don't like the way you smell. Do you know how hurtful it is to hear that?
I don't like the way. Before?
Nobody said that to me, but they've said other things that hurt me. But that's what I'm saying. Women have that ability to just be 100% unfiltered and honest. A male's truth is not that. That is filtered. It's edited, it's revised, it's proofread, spell checked, and then we offer it in a letter.
Because otherwise I'll be tight and never
speak
to you. No,
otherwise you're going to therapy because you're not coming back from what I'm about to say to you.
Oh my God.
You feel me?
I can agree with that.
Like, okay, so when you're having a man that's trying to talk to you and you're not really interested, you need to tell him, hey, you're not my type, bro.
But what if I'm not ready to make that decision? I'm not saying I'm keeping this man warm. I'm saying I just wasn't sure if I wanted him to pursue me at the time. I wasn't sure where things would go.
Oh, you're the villain.
I'm not the villain.
You're the villain. No, oh, shit, you're the villain.
I'm
yo,
the villain.
Yeah, you're the villain. No, you're keeping him warm. You're playing with this man's emotions.
How do you know for real? How do you?
I could look at your face. I don't want to fuck you.
Maybe I do, but I just don't know where things will go.
Yeah, ma'am, you are on another level. Your true
colors.
Cut
this out. Cut this out.
Son, you're telling me so you can talk to a man, not be interested in him.
No, I never said I'm not interested in him.
I'm not saying you did.
Okay, but you're saying that
you're
I'm
yelling
saying
at
that.
Me on your show.
All right, hold on.
I feel threatened. You're telling me that you could talk to a man that you don't have initial interest in.
What does initial interest mean? I could find you attractive and be unsure if I could see myself with you. I could know right away if I want to fuck you, but I'm not sure if...
Oof. That's interesting. So you could know right away if you're going to fuck somebody, but you're not
every
gonna...
girl knows right away. Right away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is
but
what
I'm
talking about.
I'm not sure if
this
I could
what
see
I'm
you being
about.
My husband,
this
my
is what
baby
I'm talking
father.
About. Remember when I said that your friends may be just as fucked up as you? I don't think that's normal.
Are we the problem?
You might be the problem. You might need different friends. You need to make this a poll. Do you know if you want to be in a relationship with a man or not off the first glance?
Of course
or
not.
Or do you know...
What about men? Do they know right away
there
off
have
the first
been women,
glance?
You're asking the wrong man because there have been women that I've seen in Publix, sweatpants... Ma'am, I will take you home right now. I will take care of everything. Just let me see what that shit shake like. See, I'll take that as we've had those one day rendezvous where I meet you and we get to doing what we doing. Mm-hmm. If that shit continues, I'm straight.
Like if it's fire?
If it's fire, I'm not talking about just the sex. I'm saying if the sex is good and then we actually vibe, I'm straight. That's what we call. The lotto ticket. Okay. I didn't gotta do no investments. I don't gotta do no research.
What you saying investments as in
women are
investments. So.
No, I'm saying like I gotta put you on game. I gotta talk to you every day. I gotta know about who did wrong to you and what I can't do to make sure you're not triggered.
Can I just say I hate the talking stage?
Why?
I'm just so like I don't really wanna know.
So then
how your day was. I don't really want to keep up with what you ate today. I don't want to do that day to day until we hang out and then, okay, all right, now we have a vibe going.
Then that is a sign. That's a sign you should not be in the streets.
Yeah.
So we should not be talking to people if we're tired of the talking.
No, I'm just telling you, that's not my favorite
part. That's the best
part. What are you talking
about?
That's
when I like you the most. That's when I like you the most. You're exciting. I didn't get a chance to know it. I'm wondering what your nipples are like. I'm wondering what you like to eat. I'm wondering where we're going for our first or second date. That's the best part. What makes you smile? That's the chase. The talking stage is the chase. And that's what the best
that's
part
funny.
Is.
That's funny. That's funny that you're saying that the talking stage is the most
when you're getting to know a woman to date her. Yeah, that's the best part. That's the most exciting part. And then.
Okay. So, Zach, question for you.
Yes, Amy. Answer for you.
So what are some of the biggest or hurtful lies you've ever told your significant other? Why you
Jesus
were
Christ, bro. Okay. I don't know. I guess the most hurtful one would have probably been like, no, I'm not fucking her.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, bro. Like, that's most of the time. That's most of what I would lie about.
Did you ever feel guilty during, like, when you would say that, when you would be asked about it?
Of course. That's what made me do it more. It was like...
The guilt made you do it more?
Hell yeah. You just get so used to doing what you're doing, it just becomes its own cycle. You feel me? You do what you do because you want to feel something different from the guilt, but then you get the guilt from doing what you're doing. That's what happens, bro. So... You know, it was like a never ending cycle. It's just that one night she went through my phone. She saw me. Somebody hit me up on Snap. I just couldn't tell one more lie. I hit my counter, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So
that was a rough night. That was a rough night.
So because I kind of know the history, I know that you like eventually it ended up just coming clean.
Yeah.
So I was just wondering like what drew you to that point and if you had any reservations.
Reservations about telling her what I was doing.
The full truth. And I know you did the full truth at this point.
Nah, I felt a lot better because that's not who I was. You feel me? That was a result of who I was from before her. I just turned into that person, you know, pain changes people. So at that point I was just tired of acting like somebody I wasn't. It was learned behavior. And I learned that to defend myself. You feel me? It was like, I wasn't about to be let. And I'm not talking about from her. I'm talking about from my other ex. I wasn't about to be let down like that in a point where, you know, I'm just going to get shitted on. You know, I didn't do nothing wrong. We're at a point where it's like it's happened so long ago that at this point, it's not my fault how you are reacting to new individuals in your life. I've done my due diligence with trying to apologize. At least you get an apology. Men get hurt. Men get hurt and they just got to keep that shit pushing. God. Honestly,
at least you get an apology.
I could been yo. You act like there are men out there that don't do what I'm saying. They cheat.
You know what?
And
no,
they don't give
right.
a shit.
At least you are remorseful.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to get to. I'm trying to have for the women out there, maybe the men out there who have been cheated on.
Hey man, you just gonna have to take that on the chin, honestly, because you can't
life kind of thing.
It is. It is a part of life because you can't control what somebody else does. You feel me? People gonna do you wrong if you. So you could either.
But what I'm trying to get to is why people gonna do you wrong, but why? Especially if you're in the situation where you're young, you're figuring yourself out. Yes, you're in a relationship. You see yourself now in a situation where things moved really quickly, really fast, and you had to, you know, kids in the way and everything. So, why are you willing and able to be unfaithful?
How am I willing and able to be unfaithful? That's just what I was doing in the past. You got to take accountability for your actions. She chose to stay with me when I displayed actions that she did not like. Is that not the truth? Is that not the truth? If I was to be in the position that
so
she
what
was
are you
in.
Saying? If she would have been like, no, I'm done with you. That's it. It's clip forever.
That's what she did. That's how we broke up. She did that. She finally was like, I'm done. She took that. And I took that too. I was like, you know what? You're right. I did wrong. I broke.
And was that the point where you realized that you did wrong when it was too late, when she was walking away?
Nah.
So you knew that you.
Yeah. We just had a traumatic, tragic relationship. It was just bad. It was a bad relationship. It was one of those things that you just look at and be like, damn, I'm glad we got out of that one. But yeah, if you're at my age with kids and you're trying to date, you might as well not even do it, bro.
Same. I say that about my age. We're only
you're
a few
like
years apart.
You're 24, right?
I'm 25. I'm about to be 26 at the end of this month.
You're 26 with no kids and you're Dominican. You should be like a grandmother by now.
Like with with my kids and their kids kind of thing. Yeah, I know.
Why are you single?
I'm on some dating apps.
Why? You live next to Main Street. That's the entire dating app. That's where you're going to end up anyway.
First of all, we can't take my address. There's some creepy people out here.
Oh, I didn't say where you live. I just said you right off of Main Street. I didn't say what town.
Facts. Dickhead. I'd be scared.
How long are you waiting to give somebody the pussy?
It depends. Sometimes I know immediately, and sometimes I'm like, all right. Like, yeah. Okay. Mm. Cool. Let's do it.
Is that what you say as like you're getting undressed? Let's do it.
No. Just to myself.
Bro, women are funny. You guys are funny. What I'm saying is, bro, I feel like the people that you're into might be a reflection of what you think about yourself. No, what you think about yourself and what you deserve.
What do you think I think about myself since you think you know?
I think your perspective of yourself enables men that don't really have to try hard. They just have to find you at the right time and you'll give them a time of day. Because you said so yourself, man's was interested for like a year. So he just had to wait. All he needed was patience. That's a virtue. That is a virtue, but it's one character trait.
I haven't even asked.
I'm not deflecting.
Okay, so if you're listening at this point, I want to say thank you guys for tuning in all the way till the end. It was a lot of information and also a lot of back and forth. Zach has a very strong personality. I want to also give him his props for coming on the show and being able to supply us with his knowledge, his honesty, his transparency, okay? I want more of that in my life, okay? I want more authenticity. People cheat. Even Beyonce got cheated on. Follow his social media. It's going to be linked down below. Please give us a rate. Please like this video, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. I guess we'll be back next week. Follow us on the XYXX Instagram. It's XYXX Podcast. Follow me at Feeding Feelings on Instagram. Bye.